ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तिथोजयमुदीरये नष्टप्रियेषु बद्धेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमशोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text 40. Yata yata bhagavato bhaktya paramaya bhidha nipaschaidvadaya satmyam nipaschaidvadaya satmyam aristachchintaya yayo yata yata, just as bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bhaktya, by devotional service, paramaya, supreme, abhita, incessantly thinking of such activities, nirpa, kings, Chaitya Adaya, Sishupal, Dantavakra, and others. Satmyam, the same form. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tachintaya, by constantly thinking of Him. Yayu, return home, back to Godhead. Translation, by devotional service, pure devotees who incessantly think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead receive bodies similar to His. This is known as Sarupya Mukti. Although Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other kings thought of Krishna as an enemy, they also achieved the same result. Is okay? Okay. Purport, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in connection with Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, it is explained that a devotee should externally execute his routine devotional service in a regular way, but should always inwardly think of the particular mellow in which he is attracted to the service of the Lord. This constant thought of the Lord makes a devotee eligible to return home back to Godhead, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Taktva deham punajanma naiti mam iti. After giving up his body, a devotee does not again receive a material body, but goes back to Godhead and receives a spiritual body resembling those of the Lord's eternal associates, whose activities he followed. However, the devotee likes to serve the Lord, he may constantly think of the Lord's associates, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the Lord's father and mother, His servants in the trees, land, animals, plants, and water in the Lord's abode. Because of constantly thinking of these features, one acquires a transcendental position. Kings like Sishupal, Dantavakra, Kansa, Pondraka, Narakasura, and Shalva were all similarly delivered. This is confirmed by Madhvacharya. Pondrake Narake Chayava Shalve Kangse Charukmini Avishtastu Harir Bhaktas Tad Bhaktya Harim Apire. Apire. Pondraka, Narakasura, Shalva, and Kansa were all inimical towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because all these kings constantly thought of Him, they achieved the same liberation, Sarupya Mukti. The Jnana Bhakta, the devotee who follows the path of Jnana, also attains the same destination. If even the enemies of the Lord achieve salvation by constantly thinking about the Lord, what is to be said of pure devotees who are always engaged in the Lord's service and who think of nothing but the Lord in every activity? Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Navishesha Shanyavari Paschacharya Shatana Nama Shishtam Manumati Sachi Putra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagraja Muripurim Matarim Goshtavati Radha Kundam Girivaram Maho Radhika Madhavasam Prabhu Yasya Patita Kripaya Shri Gurundam Natasri Vande Nanta Adbhutashrayam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nicho Piyat Prasadat Sad Bhakti Shastra Bhavataka Nityanandam Maham Novi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinama Karam Devam Abadurta Shivamanim Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Bancha Kopatu Dhistra Kripasindu Bheva Chakvatitanam Pavani Vyo Vishnu Vyo Mono. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada is stressing the value of thinking of the Lord. Even these demons, because they are constantly absorbed in thinking of the Lord, got mukti. Sarupya Mukti means the same bodily characteristics as the Lord. The demons get this. So Prabhupada's point is that if the demons get this, what is the potential, what is the destination for the devotees of the Lord who think of the Lord constantly? Krishna recommends this in Bhagavad Gita as an essential aspect of our devotional life. Yet, we should understand that thinking of the Lord is preceded by Shravanam and Kirtanam, then Vishnu Smaranam, to remember the Lord, to think of Him, to think of His pastimes, to think of His beautiful form, His power, His mercy, His inconceivably beautiful form. These things are the product of proper Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting about the Lord. Yet, Bhagavad Gita recommends that this is an essential factor for advancement in our spiritual life. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna, How does one achieve me? How do I achieve you at the time of death? And Krishna answered, Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalivaram yaprayati samadbhavam yati nasyatra sanshaya. This is a very important thing. Because everybody has this to look forward to in our life. Antakale means the end of life. Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevram, if we remember the Lord at the time of death, then madbhavam, we get a body like Krishna's body. We're not encaged in a body made of bones and skin and fat and hair. Can people hear? So we get a body like Krishna's body, madbhavam, a satchirananda body. We have that body. That is what animates this material body. This material body is dead matter, not different than this wood or paper or stone or glass. It's made of molecules. And that which animates this body is also spiritual and has form and personality. The devotees were walking with Srila Prabhupada one time. And he asked them, why does my shirt have a sleeve? And the devotees were, what do you mean, Srila Prabhupada? It's because you have an arm. So then he said, why do I have an arm? Because the soul has form. As this form of my dress conforms to my body, the form of our body conforms to the dress, is a dress for the soul, a temporary material dress, a yantra. Maharaj was explaining very nicely yesterday. This is but a yantra, a machine that's on loan from the Supreme Personality of God. It's His property. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumera panalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara itiyame bina prakriti rashtada. That this whole creation is composed of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intellect, and ego. And it's His bina prakriti, It's his external separated material energy. But we think, my body. But this body, this beautiful body that we're so attached to, has its end, antakali. And unless we want to get another one, if we don't want to get another one, then we have to practice smaran. Smaran muktva kalevaram. When we give up this kalevaram, this body, we don't get another body if our mind is fixed on Krishna at the time of death. The next verse Krishna says, yam yam vati smaram bhavam tajan chanti kalevaram tam tam ivaiti konteya sadatad bhava bhavita. That whatever you're thinking of at the time of death will carry you to your next life. And the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada explains about the pastime of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj achieved practically pure Krishna prema. He achieved bhava, one step down from pure Krishna prema. But he became attached to a deer, because Maya has something for everybody. Even you achieve liberation from the material conception of life, Maya has something for everybody. So Bharat Maharaj became attached to a deer. Out of his compassion, Vaishnava was unnaturally compassionate, and when he saw the doe give birth to this deer being chased by a tiger, he thought, let me save it. And he began to nourish it and play with it and fondle it. He became very attached to the deer. And when the deer ran off in the midst of a storm and fell off a cliff, he followed the deer and fell off a cliff also and lost his life. And because he was thinking of the deer, what kind of body did he get? He got the body of a deer. But because of his previous life's activities, because of his devotional service, he was Jati Smaran. He remembered his life as Bharat Maharaj. And in the body of a deer, he went to Pulaha Ashram and performed austerity. And his next life, he got the body of Jad Bharat, and the deer got the body of Maharaj Rahugana. So the deer was thinking of Bharat Maharaj, he got the body of Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was thinking of a deer, he got the body of a deer. So smaran muktva kalevram, whatever we're thinking of at the time of death, determines what kind of body we get. Because our mind carries us. Prabhupada gave a very nice example. He said, if the wind blows over a field of roses, then it carries the aroma, the beautiful fragrant aroma of roses. If it blows over a latrine, this is a completely different experience. The air has no fragrance of its own. It carries the fragrance of that with which it associates. If it associates with roses, it smells like roses. If it associates with a latrine, then it smells like stool. So in the same way, if we associate our mind with Krishna, at the time of death, we are able to achieve Krishna. And in the next verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, therefore, tasmat means therefore, when our argument is strong, Krishna says, therefore, tasmat sardeshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayarpita manobudhir mamivashasi asangshaya. This therefore, one should carry out his duty, always remembering me. This is speaking to Arjuna. He said, mamanusmara and yudhyacha. That you think of me, mamanusmara, go on thinking of me, and yudhyacha, do your duty of fighting. These are the parallel tracks that lead back to Godhead. Everybody has their duty. Everybody has something they're doing in this world. And the principle is to do our duty for the satisfaction of the Krishna. Bhagavatam says, Atak pumbir dvija sheshta vanashrama vibhagsa sanustitasya dharmasa sansidir haditoshana. That the perfection of our activity is to please the Lord by whatever we're doing. Whether you're taking care of babies, whether you're on book distribution, whether you're worshipping the deity, you're balancing the books, you're managing the temple, you're traveling and preaching, whatever we do, the principle is to please the Lord by our activities. This is, and for Arjuna, this meant yudhyacha, that you go out and you fight. But not just fight mamanusmara. One track, always remember Krishna. Other track, do whatever you're meant to do to please Him. This is an important understanding, because if we think about it, every day we waste hours of mental time. We pick up our japa beads and we think, now is the time that I chant my japa. Then we're done, we put our beads aside, okay, now I can do whatever I want. and our mind runs free. Where is our mind when we're doing simple things, brushing our teeth in the morning? Where is your mind? You can be thinking of Krishna at that time. When you're bathing, you can be thinking of Krishna. When you're cooking, you should be thinking of Krishna. When you're driving to work or dressing, these automatic activities, when our body is on automatic pilot, we can be using our mind, engaging our mind in Krishna's service. This is mamanusmara, yujacha, and mayarpita mano buddhir. With our mind and intelligence fixed on Him and surrendered to Him, mami vaishyasi, Krishna says, you come back to me, mamanusmara. This is mayarpita mano buddhir, mami vaishyasi, asangshaya. Asangshaya means Krishna is guaranteeing. This is Krishna's guarantee. Out here in the material world, you can buy so-called guarantees. You buy some product and they say, you give an extra 50 rupees and we'll give you this. At least they do this in America. You buy some MP3 player and for $5 we guarantee it'll be good for 2 years. But then the company goes broke and you're left with no guarantee. Or you work for some company and they take money, 401k. We guarantee that when you retire, this money will be there. Then you retire, sorry, no money. So many guarantees, so-called guarantees in the material world, but this is Krishna's guarantee. Do the simple thing, mamanusmara yudhacha, mayarpita manobudhya. Always think of me, offer your mind and intelligence to me, and do your prescribed duty. Then mama vaishyasi asangshaya, you'll come back to me. Mama vaishyasi means that we go back to Krishna. He's giving His guarantee. Such a simple thing, the process of bhakti is such a simple thing. Do what you're meant to do anyway and add Krishna to your life, add remembrance to Krishna to your life. And at the end, antakali, at the end of your life, go back to Krishna. Such a simple thing. But it requires practice. And this is the next verse. Krishna says, abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanya gamina paramam purusham divyam yati partanu chintayan. That we can go back to Krishna by abhyas, by the practice of devotional service. Bhakti doesn't mean you snap your fingers and the day you pick up your japa mala that you're going to experience ananda. Oh, I'm so happy, I'm seeing Krishna. This is sahajiya. Therefore, Rupa Goswami recommends utsahan nischaya daryat tattak karma pavartana. There's a practice of sadhana that requires enthusiasm, determination, and patience, daryat. It's not going to happen overnight. But what's more wonderful to do? Even if we're not experiencing the highest realms of Krishna consciousness, our life is wonderful. One time, His Holiness Bhajanarayan Prabhu, a very intelligent devotee, was challenged in a Sunday feast lecture that I don't believe in Krishna. This is all baloney. This is all just a hoax. It's all a myth. There's no Krishna. So Bhajanarayan Prabhu was a very intelligent devotee. He said, okay, so for the sake of argument, let us say there's no Krishna. Still, my life is wonderful. I sing, I dance, I eat wonderful food, sattvic, delicious, spiritual food. I associate with the nicest people. If there's no Krishna, my life is still wonderful. And if there is Krishna, I go back to Krishna at the end of my life, and you are in trouble. This is a strong argument. Devotee has a wonderful life. We're happy here and we're happy there at the end of life. And this requires abhyasa, practice of Krishna consciousness. Abhyasa yoga yukta chetasa nanya gamina. Don't allow your mind, don't practice not allowing your mind to go anywhere else but to Krishna. This requires practice because for lifetimes, our mind and our senses have been running wild. For many, many lifetimes, our mind and senses have been running wild. So we think in a few days of practice of devotional service, we're going to grab hold of our mind and control it. Not possible. Arjuna said, Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramadi balavadradam tasyaham nigraham manye vayur eva sadushkaram. That my mind is obstinate, ferocious, difficult to control, more difficult to control than the wind. So we think we put a tilak, shave our head, put dhoti, put sari, and now we're going to control our mind like that. It requires practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena, to control our mind, not allow it to go anywhere else. But if we do that, Krishna says, paramam purusham divyam yati partha anuchintayan. Go on remembering me and you'll go back to me. Next verse, he gives some recommendation how to remember him. He says, kavim purana manushashitara manoraniyam sam manusmarit jaha sarvasya datar vachintya rupam aditya vanam tamasapparastat. That we can think of the power of Krishna, the wonderful qualities of Krishna. And it begins, kavim. Kavim, he knows everything. You can't hide anything from Krishna. We can hide something from each other. Or we were just at one temple and the pujaris were hiding Mahaprasadam. So you can hide, we can hide things from each other. But you can't hide anything from Krishna. He knows every heartbeat, every thought, every breath, every action. Kavim, Puranam, he's the oldest person. We say, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. We worship Govinda, who's the Adi Purush, the original person. Anadir Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That he's the original person, the cause of all causes. And he has no cause. He's the old, he must be the oldest person, therefore. So Puranam, Anushashitaram, he's the controller. We're not controllers. What can we control? We can't even control our own bodily functions. Sometimes the body gets sick. What can you do? Can you snap your fingers and control the activities of your body? Are we causing the moon to rise, the sun to rise, the rain to fall? Is that within our control? What do we actually control? Maybe what you're going to eat for breakfast. Maybe. And that's dependent on the cooks also. What can we actually control in our life? Not very much. But still, we're attached. We're attached to this body. We want to solve all our problems with technology, with medicine. This is an illusion. We can't solve our problems. The solution is Krishna Nama. To chant Krishna's holy name. One great Acharya, one of the Alvars, Kulashekar Acharya, he's the avatar of the Kaustubha Muni. He wrote one beautiful book called Stotaratna. In this book he says, Idam shariram parinama peshalam padantiyadha shatasandhi jarjaram kimoshari pritchasi mudha durmate niramayam krishna rasayanam piba. He said, this body is very nice, it's so beautiful, peshalam, but it's undergoing change. Idam shariram parinama. Parinama means it's undergoing change. It becomes wrinkled, the hair falls out, the hair turns grey, and all these satasandhi jarjaram, all the 100 joints of our body become stiffened with old age, and one day the whole thing drops dead. This is our body. Then we think, Peshalam, it's so nice, it's so beautiful. People spend time in the mirror putting makeup, fixing the hair. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry just to look pretty. But the body is undergoing change. So what is the solution? Kulashekar Maharaj said the solution is not to go to some doctor and take some pill. He's very, makes a very strong point. Kimoshadi. Oshadi means some medicine. Kimoshadi. What medicine? Kimoshadi prichasi mudha durmata. You mudha. You rascal, you fool. You think you'll solve your problems by going seeing some Ayurveda, seeing some naturopath, seeing some allopath. This will solve your problems. No, he said, Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Just drink, take this Rasayanam. Drink this nectar of Krishna Nama. This will solve your problem. This is the only solution to the problems of material life. To take Krishna Nama. It's the foundation of our whole existence. When they build this beautiful temple, they didn't start with a top building. They start with the foundation. And from the foundation you can go as high as you want if it has a strong foundation. The foundation to our spiritual life is our 16 rounds. This is Guru Vakya. Srila Prabhupada asked us, chant 16 rounds. Not 12, not 14, 16 rounds minimum. And here, and chant the holy name of Krishna. And this is a solution to the problems of life. So Krishna is Puranam, the oldest person. Anushasitaram, he's the controller. Anoraniyam sam, he's smaller than the smallest. It's stated that the soul is Keshagra Shata Bhagasa Shatada Kalpitasya. He's 1/10,000th the size of a tip of one hair. If you take Keshagra and you divide that hair, the tip, 100 times, then you take one of those portions and you divide that 100 times. That is 1/10,000th. Do the math. 1/10,000th the size of a tip of a hair. Scientifically, it's about 2 angstroms. And Krishna is in the heart of that soul. He's smaller than the smallest. Anuraniyam, anusmara jaha. Go on thinking about Krishna this way. Sarvasya dhataram. He's maintaining everyone. This is another big illusion. People think with our factories that we can make nuts and bolts and Marutis and Fords and Chevrolets. But can we make one drop of milk? We can make a little piece of plastic and we can talk on the other side of the world with a little cell phone. And we can put satellites in the sky and big huge screen TVs. But can we create one drop of milk or one grain of rice? We're dependent. Because he's Anushashitaram, he's the controller. Upanishad says, Ishavasimitam Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Jovididati Kama. That of all eternal beings, there's one supreme eternal. Of all conscious beings, there's one supreme conscious being. That supreme eternal conscious being is supplying that one person, Eko, is supplying all the necessities of the bahunam, of the many. We're dependent. Everybody wants to declare their independence. Like India has their Independence Day, America has their Independence Day, and they set off crackers, and we're independent. Who is independent? We're dependent for the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, the clothes we wear, everything. We're dependent living beings on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who is Anushashitaram, who is the Supreme Controller. The tiny infinitesimal atoms, electrons, are spinning around the neutron. And the sun and the moon and Jupiter and Venus and Jupiter and Mars, all the planets are spinning through the sky in the same way. Why? Anushashitaram. By Krishna's power. Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharam hito nanina konteya jagat viparivartate. The whole thing, the whole show is being maintained by Krishna. Not by you, not by me. These foolish, brain-dead Mayavadi people think, oh, that's me. I'm controlling everything. Srila Prabhupada told a story. When Mayavadi is teaching people to meditate, he's sitting on a stage and all his sishyas, all his followers are sitting out. He says, now, meditate how you are moving the sun, you are moving the moon, you are causing the clouds to rain, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are, oh, my tooth, excuse me. He's thinking he's making the sun rise and the moon rise, but he has a toothache and he has to leave the stage. Such cheaters, what can they do? It's only, what do you say, bakwas. Big talk. And they said, Aham Brahmasmi, Shivaham, Tattamasi. They're cheaters. Do something. Prove your godhood. Krishna showed his universal form. The whole planetary system is maintained by him. I was speaking in Hindu temple in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we asked for questions. One man started saying, yes, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am Krishna. I said, oh, the Krishna I know is maintaining millions of universes, billions of universes. And there was a rose petal on the floor, one tiny flower petal. So I picked it up. I said, sir, this is a rose petal. The Krishna I know is maintaining millions of universes. I'm going to drop this petal. Please make it float. Well, couldn't do that? Let's try again. Let's try that again, okay? It's just a rose petal. You're God, you're Krishna, you're full of power, you're full of opulence and full of beauty. Let's try it again. couldn't do it? What kind of God are you? You're simply a cheater with big talk. They just say these things. I'm God. I'm making the universe right. I'm created. I'm the creator. I'm the controller. But they can't control their own death. They can't control their own toothache. They're simply a bunch of cheaters. And we challenge them. This is our tradition. We say, we pray to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Virudata Virudapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harane. We challenge, we declare totalitarian war on these cheaters. Anyone who minimizes or contradicts the teachings of Rupa Goswami. This is Bhaktisiddhanta. We're sons of lions. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. We're not pussy cats. We're not little kitty cats. We're presenting the absolute truth, and we challenge these people. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. We kick out Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. It's very prominent, especially in the Western world. They teach one class. They're such cheaters. They teach people how to be like we say, Krishna conscious, to think of Krishna every moment. They teach them, they sign up for some class, they spend $350 for a weekend. And they teach them, they put a raisin in their hand, a dried grape, and you're supposed to meditate on this grape. And you look at it and look at the wrinkled texture of the grape, and you turn it over and say, oh, that's where it was attached to the vine. And you appreciate its color. And then you put the grape in your mouth and you see how it feels in your mouth. And you bite into it. Oh, it's sweet. For what? Then they go to the park. They publish this in Time magazine, front cover of Time magazine. And what's the picture on the cover? Some people wandering aimlessly in the park. Just experiencing life. Just being. What is this? In the name of Buddhism. Godless Buddhism. Shunyata. There's no God, there's no soul, there's no reality. Do whatever you want. So we challenge these people. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Paschatya Desh. Prabhupada kicked it out of Western world, kicking out of the whole world, because the whole world was overcome with these misconceptions. So we challenge these people. This is our tradition. Because there's one controller, Anushashitan, and we remember Krishna as Anushashitan. Anora Niyam San Anusmerjaha Sarvasya Dataram Achintya Rupam. His beautiful form is inconceivable. Jiva Goswami said this is the first platform requirement to understand what is God, that He is completely Achintya, inconceivable, inconceivably powerful, inconceivably merciful, inconceivably beautiful, inconceivably friendly. This is Krishna. Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasapurasta. And His beautiful effulgent form is more glorious than even the sun. Aditya Varnam. So this is our process, to fix our mind on Krishna, to remember Krishna throughout the day. And by this process, if even the demons, Dantavakra, Sishupal, Kansa, if even the demons get liberation and can go back to Krishna, what is the potential for a devotee who goes on worshipping Krishna, remembering Krishna, chanting Krishna, serving Krishna, serving Vaishnavas, building temples, distributing books all over the world? I should say, I just heard that the devotees of this temple distributed 200,000 Bhagavad Gitas. This is extraordinary. The whole of America didn't distribute as many Bhagavad Gitas as this one temple did. You're so glorious. All glories to you in your book distribution. You're inspiring the whole world by your preaching. And the credit goes to all of you, and especially to your leaders, Maharaj, Rukmini Krishna Prabhu, all the devotees here that are leading you and inspiring you. You're inspiring the world with your book distribution. And you're reaping untold mercy from Srila Prabhupada by doing so. Because he wanted his life He said, my heart is the BBT. It's the heart. Book distribution was his life and soul. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, if one brahmachari went out and distributed one magazine, Nadia Prakash. Was it Nadia Prakash? Distributed one magazine. He said, this is cause for celebration. How much celebration are they feeling when they hear that 2 lakhs of Bhagavad Gita was distributed in this one city? You made Bhagavad Gita rain on the residents of Delhi. But how many people live here? What's the population of Delhi? 2 crores. There's still lots of work to do, isn't there? Lots of work to do still. We shouldn't say, oh, we did very good. We did good book distribution. Now we'll relax. No relaxation. More nectar, more nectar, more nectar. Distribute books. Distribute book. Distribute book. Prabhupada said that. Practically, he was whipping us. Distribute book. Distribute book. Distribute book. Because this will penetrate their dull brains if they simply, Prabhupada said, if they simply touch the book. If they read one word, if they read one page, their whole life can be benefited. I'll tell you one story. There's a devotee in Denver, Colorado. His name is Sudarshan Das. His brother-in-law hated the devotees. He would go to the Denver airport just to find them, to harass them, to push them, to yell at them, to criticize, to call bad names. So one day he stole one book, Isupanishad. And he took it home and put it in his bookshelf. So my friend Sudarshan was at his sister's home looking at the bookshelf. Oh, what's this? This looks interesting. Isopanishad. He read the book and became a devotee. This is the power of Prabhupada's books. And we have cases of books, and each one of those books is meant for somebody. We don't know who will get that book. And each one of them has the potency to make devotees. I do some prison preaching, jail preaching in America. I went to one jail in Petersburg, North Carolina. Petersburg, Virginia. So I walked in, you have to go through a big security check and background check and through 3 big steel doors. And you think, whew, I'm glad I'm just visiting here. So I walked into the room where the meeting was to be held. They had mridanga. They had 2 mridangas, kartals, harmonium, murtis of Prabhupada, Gornitai, Radha Krishna. The wall was covered with posters from Back to Godhead and BBT calendars. They fold their hands, Hare Krishna Prabhu, welcome. And they never met a devotee before. All of this came from reading Prabhupada's books. Don't underestimate the power of Prabhupada's books. It was funny though, because they never met a devotee. They didn't know how to, their pronunciation was worse than mine. Oh, we're worshipping Sri Sri Garnaitai. Who? Garnaitai. Oh, you mean Gornitai. We're devotees of Garnaitai. This is the power of Prabhupada's books. So this is something we can fix our mind on. We fix our mind on preaching Krishna consciousness. We fix our mind in worshipping Shri Radha, Radhika Raman, Krishna Balaram, Jagannath Swami. Doing everything nicely, cooking for Krishna, preaching for Krishna, distributing books for Krishna. We have so many things to fix our mind on. Don't waste time thinking of anything else. And then at the end of our life, whenever that comes, because there's no guarantee, whenever that comes, Chaktvadiham punarjanma naiti mamiti sojana. We go back to Krishna and make a permanent solution to all the problems of life. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Does anyone have any question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very wonderful class. I wanted to ask Prabhuji that as you were emphasizing on remembrance of Krishna, and how if we remember Krishna at the end of our life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So is remembering Krishna directly and remembering His services, because is it the same thing, or we should cultivate remembrance of personal form of Krishna more? Because normal course of activities, we remain engaged in services and think of services and think of even the preaching activities, think of people, thinking of preaching, thinking of services, thinking of books. Is the same as thinking of the personal form of Krishna, or we should cultivate that also?
It's more completely the same. We say, Angani yasya sakalendriya vitti manti pashanti panti kalen. That Krishna's remembrance, Krishna's form, Krishna's prasadam, everything is absolute. In fact, this is more important. Parvati asked Lord Shiva, so who is the supreme worshipable personality? Lord Shiva, Mahajan, answered, Aradhananam Sarveshwam Vishnur Aradhanam Param. That Lord Vishnu, Krishna, he's the supreme worshipable personality. But more than that, Tvadiyanam Samacharam. To worship those things that are in connection with Krishna. Like this book, we can say this book is just paper and ink, isn't it? Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, from one point of view, is just paper and ink. But what is this Bhagavatam? Or Tulsi. We can say Tulsi has bark and leaves and roots and flowers. She's made of cellulose and there's some water. This is all true. But does the glory of Tulsi end with roots and flowers and leaves? Does the glory of Bhagavatam end with paper and ink? This is Krishna. Available in this form. Tadiyan is worshipable as Krishna himself. Prabhupada said that you can worship Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, as you worship the deity. Because it's Krishna. Idam Bhagavatam Nama, Purana Brahma Samhitam, Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi, Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastinam Mahat. That this Bhagavatam is directly Krishna. Purana Brahma Samhitam. So even though we may not be thinking of the beautiful Sham Roop, Tribhanga Roop of the Lord, this is not different from Krishna. And there'll come a day when we also, that beautiful form of Krishna dawns within our heart. Santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. When we see Krishna face to face and eye to eye in the core of our heart. So in the meantime, we go on serving those things which are in relationship with Krishna. Serving Vaishnavas, serving Bhagavad Gita, serving Bhagavatam, serving the mandir. Prabhupada said that the devotee who is on the altar worshipping the deity and the man or woman washing the floor, they're the same. Because they're connected with Krishna. All absolute. We get Krishna's mercy by connecting with Krishna somehow or other. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna naveshaya. Somehow or other, fix your mind on Krishna, some aspect of Krishna, and we get Krishna's mercy. Does that answer your question? Prabhuji.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Normally, Prabhupada also writes in the purport that one should always think of the lotus feet of the Lord. But normally, practically, we think that it's very easy to remember the lotus face of the deities, and it's very difficult to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. So, one should try to meditate only on the lotus feet, or even if we remember the lotus face of the Lord.
Prabhupada recommends, he said, just like we read Bhagavatam, we start first canto, Bhagavatam, which are like lotus feet of the Lord, and we progress to the lotus face of the Lord. So we can remember lotus feet of the Lord to start. He writes in one purport how we look at the lotus feet of the Lord and we gradually look up to His smiling lotus face. So all are absolute. Krishna's feet, Krishna can taste with His feet and smell with His feet and see with His feet. He's absolute. Angani, yes, all His different parts of His body are absolute. So remember whichever part of Krishna you feel inspired by. That's how I would answer your question. But don't forget Krishna. This is the main thing. Don't forget Krishna. Remember something about Krishna. Krishna's devotees, Krishna's temple, Krishna's service, Krishna's books, Krishna's amazing creation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, how much inspired he becomes by reading nature's books. Nature's books. So we see a tree. Oh, it's just, I've seen hundreds of trees, big deal. What's a tree? We see the sun, I see the sun every day, what's the big deal? Imagine for a moment that you were blind your whole life. For 50 years you're blind, then one day you open your eyes and you can see. You'd fall over into ecstasy of seeing the creation of the Lord, the beauty of the creation, to see a tree, to see the sun, to see one drop of rain. Oh, how wonderful! But we take it for granted. We don't, because we don't see Krishna. So we should see something about Krishna. Remember Krishna. Because there's nothing but Krishna. Bhagavatam says, Idam hi vishvam bhagavan nivetara. That the whole creation is nothing but Krishna. This is creation. We don't see just the creation. We see Krishna's creation. This is a vision of Mahabhagavat devotee. Bhagavat bhavam atmana. He sees within the everything, the soul of all souls, Lord Krishna. So however we remember Krishna is good. And that will bring us the desired result of returning to the kingdom of God. Is okay?
Yeah, thank you. And one more question. Like sometimes, you know, we are performing, we are supposed to perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna. And when we perform services, because of our conditioned nature, you know, there are some conflicts. And those conflicts, they take away our remembrance of Krishna. Instead of helping us to remember Krishna, we tend to forget Krishna.
What kind of conflicts?
Like within the services.
Between devotees?
Yeah.
That's natural. You know what a porcupine is? Porcupine? They have these quills everywhere. They're very sharp. So there's one analogy. That in the winter time, to stay warm, the porcupines have to huddle together. But they have these quills. They need to huddle together to stay warm, but in the endeavor to stay warm, they poke each other. Because their body's covered with these spines, these sharp quills. So it's something like that, that we need the association of devotees. Govinda Das says, Bajahu Remana Shinanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Aravindare Durlava Manava Janama Satsange Torahoe Bhavasindure. By satsanga, we cross this whole bhavasindhu. So we need the association of devotees, but as you say, we're not very advanced devotees. So sometimes we offend each other. So we say this, Bancha Kalpa Tubhischa Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namo. That we respect devotees because devotees are so rare. So even if we make some offense, we beg forgiveness, even inadvertently, accidentally, we may make some offense. But we respect devotees because they're all dear to Krishna. And as we progress in spiritual life, then we make less, and we have the tendency to be envious of devotees, to think, why does he play mridanga like that? I can't play mridanga. How come he gets to play mridanga like that? How come he can sing like that? How come he's got a car? I don't have a car. How come this? That we see that envy between devotees, which is a cause of friction, is ignorance. Because our whole life is chalked out for us from the moment of conception. Bhagavatam says, Karmana daiva nitrena janta dehu papate stri pivishtu udanam pungsaveta kanasha. From the moment of conception, our whole life is chalked out for us. What you'll get and what you won't get. Who's going to be prosperous? Who's going to be poor? Who's going to be strong? Who's going to be weak? Who's going to be healthy? Who's going to be diseased? Who's going to be smart? Who's going to be... Everything's chalked out by the Lord. Under the direction of the Devadas Karmana, Daivanatrena. Not by you, not by me, but by superior authority. So when we experience envy of someone else who has something we think we should have, we're actually experiencing envy of Krishna. So by the process of devotional life, by serving Krishna, we simultaneously free ourselves from the tendency to be envious and offensive to other living beings. There's no other solution. You can't take a pill, okay, I'll stop being envious, I'll stop being harsh with people. By the progress of devotional service, these things come to us automatically. Yasyasti bhaktya bhagavati kinchana sarvaiskunas tatra samasate hara harava bhaktya sukuto mahadguna manorite nasidhu dhavatu. That we develop all the good qualities of the demigods by devotional life. But as long as manovratena, as long as we're being carried by the chariot of our own mind, then we'll be offensive to other people, to one degree or another. So by bhakti, by Krishna bhakti, all good qualities develop. But it takes time. So in the meantime, we tolerate and bancha kalpatru. Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, I have a small observation. I can see that the way you are explaining this in the in a language, when you are born you did not know anything about Hindi and you are not from India, you don't know any Indian language.
Well, that's I'm not from India, but Shibi deal hai Hindustani.
But what I'm seeing is, it is amazing to see you narrating all the shlokas in Sanskrit. Yeah. And I can see that it is also a gift from Krishna to you.
It's a gift from Prabhupada.
I mean, it has been transmitted from Krishna via Prabhupada to you.
Yes.
And it is really amazing, because I can see that many of the Indians who know Hindi and Sanskrit, they don't pronounce it as good as you are doing it. So my hats off to you.
And my hats off to you, Prabhu. I've come here to get association in this country, because this is the place that Lord Krishna walked. This is where Rama walked. This is where Buddha walked. This dust, we say dust everywhere, oh dust. This dust is sacred. Because it's touched by the lotus feet, it's charanarenu. It's dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. He didn't walk in New York City. He didn't walk in Tokyo, in Adelaide, in Helsinki. He walked here, in this area. Here's Vrindavan and Kurukshetra, and Rameshwaram, Dwaraka. All these places the Lord walked, this sacred country. So we have an objective to export this sacred lifestyle all over the world. And what has happened is, by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya, devotees are taking birth all over the world, even America, in Africa also, in China. My wife and I hosted one devotee from China. I do the website for the Prabhupada Village community. So she contacted the website, which means the email came to me. She said, I want to learn about Krishna. My daughter is going to summer school for 2 weeks. I want to stay with devotees and learn more about Krishna. So she came and lived with us for 2 weeks. And she's doing yoga. She's Chinese devotee. She's doing yoga. She's chanting 16 rounds every day. She's worshipping deity of Lord Vishnu. Chinese. I watched one video clip of African devotees, black as night African devotees with big white tilak, having blissful Harinam Sankirtan, chanting so beautifully, playing mridanga in kartals, harmonium. Is this amazing or not? This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Piti viti acha jatar nagaradi gram sarvatra pachur hoi be mor nam. This is the prediction of God. This chanting of Harinam will go all over the world, and it's being exported from where? From here. This is Bharat Bhumi, Tapa Bhumi, Punya Bhumi, Rishi Bhumi, Bharat Bhumi. We want to export this tradition all over the world and defy these materialistic people that want to destroy this culture. That say it's old-fashioned, it's anachronism, it's mythology. We defy them. And they want modern things. What, you can suffer like a dog, like in America? Enjoy like a, work like a dog and enjoy like a hog. This is Western civilization, so-called modern civilization. This country is under attack. Bharat is under attack from Western culture. And we defy them. What is the success of your... This culture is thousands of years old. It has served the needs of human society for thousands of years. And some upstart country like America, 300, 400, 500, not even 500 years old, 400 years old. What can you teach the world? How to suffer? We defy them. We declare totalitarian war on this demoniac culture, this godless demoniac culture. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. It's not just shanti, shanti, shanti. This is war. Dharma yuddha. Our philosophy is spoken on a battlefield. Where is Arjuna? Where is Yudhishthir? Where is Shivaji? Where is Jhansi Ki Rani? We have work to do. People think, all these Vaishnavas, they're just a bunch of beggars. They couldn't pass their test. They couldn't get a job. They're unsuccessful. No. Devotees are the most rare, fortunate people in the world. Most rare, most fortunate. Chaitanya Charitamrita is Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Whoever gets his Bhakti Lata Beej is the most fortunate person. Because they're going back to Godhead. And we want to take the whole world with us by this wonderful Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have lots of work to do. This year you distributed 200,000. Next year distribute 4 lakhs of Bhagavad Gita. Bravo, bravo. Prabhuji.
But one Mataji has a question. She's saying, you told in the lecture, if somebody remembers Krishna at the time of death, he goes to Krishna. But what in case, if one has passed his life, devotion's life, and at the end, he's in an emergency in ICU, so what will happen to that person? He has remembered Krishna throughout his life, but at the end, he's in emergency. So, in what case? In that case, how Krishna will be attained?
Very nice question. I'll tell you a story. Some Matajis from New Vrindavan were out doing book distribution. Distributing the old Krishna books, big silver Krishna books with red letters, KRSNA. And they were in a horrible auto accident. This one Mataji described her experience that the accident was so severe that her whole throat was filled with blood and she couldn't chant Krishna's name. But within her consciousness, this Krishna book, big silver Krishna book with red letters KRSNA, came to her consciousness. So she couldn't remember Krishna, but Krishna didn't forget her. And this is the wonderful nature of devotional service. That we become dear to Krishna by the process of devotional life. Is it okay? So thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, New Punjabi Bhag Iskan ki jai. Hare Krishna.